When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. My name's Amanda Nelson and this is the Future Self Energetics Show for UK Health Radio. Today I want to speak directly to something I know many of you are experiencing right now. You're facing challenges, real, pressing, sometimes overwhelming challenges. And whilst you're doing your best to navigate them, there's a part of you that wonders if you have to do it all alone. And the answer is no. No, you don't. You were never expected to do anything alone if you didn't want to. So what if I told you that for every challenge that you're facing at the moment, there's an energetic support specifically designed and put in place to help you through it? It's designed to help you in practical, accessible ways that you can call upon right now, today. Help comes in the form of energetic guides, and they're actively available to you, matched specifically to your needs, ready to step forward the moment you ask. Before you incarnated, you all agreed that they would come if you asked them to. Today on my show, I'm going to walk through the challenges that I know that you could be facing because you've emailed me about them and you've sent me texts and you've mentioned them when I've been speaking on the phone with you and in conversations when I'm out and about. And you've asked me about guides and helpers. I'm going to show you which guides are there specifically to help with each challenge that you might be experiencing or a challenge that someone you know could be experiencing. How you can call guides forward, how you can recognise their presence and also start working with them. And I'll introduce you to several different guides, some you'll probably know to a certain degree, but at the end of the show I'd like to introduce you to two quite unique and less well-known ones. So let's begin with one of the most common experiences that I'm hearing about at the moment. There's a real pattern relating to feeling, well, a little bit lost, a little bit like your life doesn't have direction, as though you're slightly wandering through fog with no clear path ahead of you that you can see. And you feel that you can't quite find your purpose or are somehow out of flow. When you feel lost or directionless, when you can't see where you're meant to go or what you're meant to do next, your planet guides can be called forward. These are the guides who understand your soul's master plan, the one that you set in place and agreed to before you incarnated. They know what you intended for this lifetime, and their role is to help that divine patterning unfold. Now, I know that can sound a bit abstract, but their presence is really practical. And what they do is they leave a breadcrumb trail for you to follow. So what do breadcrumb trails look like? Well, have you noticed repeating numbers appearing? 1010, 1111, 333, 555, or the same sequence showing up on clocks, receipts, page numbers, perhaps a specific name or word keeps coming up in conversation, a unique name or word, or you keep seeing the same image or the symbol repeating in different ways in different places. Maybe there's a song that seems to play at significant moments. These aren't coincidences. This is your planner guide saying, "Ooh, pay attention, take note. I'm leaving you a breadcrumb trail. There's a choice point that you're in or you're about to come across, and I'm trying to show you the way." So when you feel directionless, the idea is don't act. Instead, become observant. Start paying attention to the breadcrumb trails. What is repeating in your life? What is appearing in your life? If you like, keep a small notebook with you and jot down the patterns that you recognise. And ask your planner guide to make the breadcrumb trail really clear so that if you feel that the markers are getting missed, ask them, "Help me see the signs more easily." They will certainly respond. In fact, you might be inundated with signs. But the more you notice, the more they can show you, and the more you acknowledge their guidance, the stronger that communication becomes. I think breadcrumb trails are a brilliant way to represent how planner guides assist you, because they understand that the direction you need is only to the next step, the next right step. You don't need to see the entirety of the journey. So they help you navigate one step at a time. Your planner guides specialise in showing you exactly that. Recently, I asked for some guidance on how to move forward with a project that was really outwitting me. I felt that the main reason that I was struggling was that my path, well, it just lacked a lot of joy and delight. It felt, well, it might all be a bit of a grind, really. And then guess what happened? I started to see a small, single, white, really fluffy feather. Sometimes it was on a pathway. Next time it was stuck in a holly bush outside my front door. Then one was on the rear view mirror of my car. I found them, well, one of them inside an old glove that I hadn't worn for many months. I even found one inside my kitchen near the back door of my house. Feathers appeared in shops, stuck in drain pipes, stuck to door handles. Remarkable. I even started to mention that there would be a feather every day. I just expected them. And I told my husband, Matt, and then he would see them around me too. And if I'd miss them, he would point them out. It was so cool. I interpreted these feathers in a number of ways. Firstly, I was very grateful for them. I could see these were breadcrumbs. They were small, white and fluffy and very soft. And generally, they were attached to things that I thought were gateways between spaces. A doorway, a drain, looking in a mirror while driving forward, along countless pathways or on door handles. My planners were sending me a message to move forward, feel the joy along the way, the surprises that were there. And there were lots of little gifts that were waiting for me during this transition. They were telling me it was only a transition, it was just a first stage. And so step into it with joy and laughter and enjoy it, because it might be a phase I'm not in for very long. Well, that's how I interpreted it anyway, and my mood about the work that I had to do completely changed. I felt the fun of these gifts, the inventiveness of wherever they were left, and I became really grateful. I felt every day, without fail, for weeks and weeks and weeks, I would find, and I did find, another identical, fluffy, feathery gift. It's completely awesome work with your planner guides. So let's move on then. Something else I've been hearing a lot about recently is people are telling me that they're quite anxious about the way of the world at the moment. And what they're saying is that they feel a kind of gripping, sometimes paralyzing, dreadful sensation that something bad might be going to happen. And they tell me that they don't feel very safe and that they can't cope really with what might be coming down the line because they don't know what to prepare for. When that kind of fear takes hold, when anxiety seems to wrap itself around you, and sometimes it wraps around our torso, sometimes it wraps around our throat, we end up feeling quite vulnerable. And this is precisely when I would suggest call in your guardians and your gatekeeper guides. Allow them to activate around you. So your guardian guides are your personal bodyguards. They watch over you spiritually. They watch over you psychically, mentally, physically, emotionally, energetically. And they aim to protect you in every state of being. And it is their passion and their joy to be able to do it. Your gatekeeper guide works alongside the guardians, policing what comes in to your energy field and what is able to be moved out of it. And if you feel you need them to draw closer and put stronger boundaries in place, have your back, then your wish is their command. So just ask. If you're feeling anxious and afraid, I think it might be that you haven't consciously connected with these guides yet. They are there. They're assigned to you for the entirety of your incarnation. But if the connection hasn't been established in a way that you can feel or recognize well enough, I would suggest then spend some time with these guides. Again, you can ask them for a sign. I often ask for a sense or a feeling, so that I know that they're around. For example, when my guardian, Sitata Patra, comes close, and she's a phenomenal guardian guide that works with me, I'm always aware of white parasol-like discs that arrive all around me, like shielding snowflakes, circular ones on every side. If you're not particularly visual, though, why don't you ask your guide to help you to smell a scent, perhaps a flower that you like, or feel a change in temperature around you, or maybe a breeze just sweeps in, or a slight tightening, perhaps on a wrist or on an ankle. Practice whilst you're in a quiet room, in a safe space, when there is nothing that you need that guardian or gatekeeper to really do apart from make themselves known to you. I mean, it's better to practice when you're not in a difficult situation, isn't it? And that way, if you ever feel that you are, you can call out for extra support from them and know as soon as they arrive. So I would say, if you're feeling anxious, speak directly to your gatekeeper. Ask them to stand at your side, to filter what enters your energy field, to allow in only what's going to benefit you or what you need at this time. And again, ask them to give you a sign so you know it's them, something you'll always recognize. Remember, sensation, color, feelings. Establish that connection with them and then call upon them without hesitation whenever you need to. That kind of anxiety can also leave us feeling a bit overwhelmed and stressed and scattered, can't it? And when life demands too much, when experiences are pulling you in too many directions, and you feel like on some level you might be fragmenting under pressure, well, when you feel like you're coming apart at the seams, ask your healing guides to step forward. Now, the healing guides are there in order to help you with health issues, but actually they can do so much more. They really understand you, especially during stressful times. And all the different aspects of yourself, when they get a bit fragmented, shattered, shot apart in extreme cases, and whether that's spiritual or psychic or mental or emotional or physical or energetic, because anything can fracture. It's these healing guides that will help console you and find and reassemble all those pieces and enable you to come back wholly and harmoniously into integrity together again. I find healing guides are really humble. It's one of the energies I recognise in them, and they're extraordinarily loving, and they're so patient, and they will accept you unconditionally exactly as you are in any moment. So you don't need to be calm or centred before they will help you. You don't need to go into a meditative state or put light candles or anything else. You just call upon them and they will come. They'll meet you in the middle of any chaos and they'll help restore you to that harmony, that wholeness again. I think in my experience, these guides often work during times when you're resting or you're asleep. But when you're so stressed out and scattered, sleep is actually out of the question. Even if you can fall asleep, you don't tend to stay asleep very long, do you? It's like your brain wakes up and the mind wakes up, in the middle of the night and you ping, and then you're awake at 4 a.m. worrying about things. If that's you, invite these guides to come close. Even if it means that all they do is create for you the smaller space of stillness, invite them to sit with you. And they will. And within minutes, you really will begin to feel much calmer. Ideally, ask them to work with you during your sleep or during your meditation or during those brief moments when you step away from the demands and deliberately choose to be still. But what I would like you to do is first and foremost, know that you don't have to be in any of those states. You don't have to be in that calm before you can ask for healing guides to help you. In fact, you don't have to be in a calm space, a happy place, or anything else to ask any guide to help you. They're always willing. You see, it's their work.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
My name's Amanda Nelson, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show for UK Health Radio. Today, I'm speaking directly to something I know many of you are experiencing right now. Those challenges, those real, pressing, almost overwhelming challenges. And they take many, many different forms. And whilst you're doing your best to navigate these situations, there's a part of you, I think, that wonders, do I really have to do this alone? And my answer to that question is an emphatic no. No, you don't. You're never expected to do anything like this alone. For every challenge in your incarnation, not just those you face at the moment, there is energetic support that has been allocated, specifically designed to help you. And it will help you in practical, accessible ways. And you can call upon it 24 hours a day, right now, all the time, every day, if you need to. So we've talked already about one or two of the different kinds of guides. Let's move on. Other people have said that they're feeling a bit blocked creatively. They're feeling a bit uninspired or stuck. They kind of want to move along with what they're doing, but really, they're not really able to access some natural gifts or express what wants to come through. They're not too sure if they're headed in the right direction with it. I've heard this a lot lately. Special souls, they are ready and willing to shine their most unique light, but completely unable to do it because something feels like it's holding them back. When you can't create, when inspiration feels a bit absent and your talents seem well hidden and your dreams a bit out of reach, ask your creative guides to step forward. These creative guides are the ones who keep you open to your creative potential, and they encourage your imagination, and they help you identify your natural born talents and skills, those special gifts that only you can bring. But here's what's really interesting about these guides. Whilst you may think you know what your special gift, your special talent, your special offering is, these creative guides might actually reveal something entirely different to you. Let me give you an example of a creative guide. So I think that we're going back to the time of lockdowns now. There's a footballer, Marcus Rashford. He's an exceptional talent on the football field. But during lockdown, I think his creative guide stepped in and asked him to turn his focus to something that was very dear to his heart, to making sure children didn't go hungry. You see, as far as I recall, Marcus's family while he was growing up were not particularly wealthy, and he relied on his school lunch as his main meal of the day. And because of lockdowns, no children were going into school, and that meant that children like him would probably be going hungry because there was no provision of that much needed school lunch. And he became an inspiration during lockdowns to so many people through his efforts to ensure that free school meals would still get to those children that needed them so desperately. His creative guides had other plans for him way beyond football, and they showed him a completely different way to serve, a completely different gift that he had that was worthwhile to share. The point I'm trying to make is that sometimes creative blocks happen because we're trying to force ourselves into a creative expression through one channel, when actually our creative guides are attempting to show us our creativity, our creative expression and value through an entirely different one. If you're feeling blocked, ask your creative guides to help you to see your talents clearly, even if it's not what you were expecting, and be open to the unexpected. Ask these guides to show you how you can serve the greater good at this time, because that's the creative guide's particular interest. They want to help you to work on behalf of the evolution and transformation of communal consciousness. And when you align with that intention, inspiration will flow much more readily and your natural gifts become very clear. I think that meditation often helps enormously when you want to connect to creative guides. Those lightning bolts of clarity that come when the mind is quiet. They might try to reach you through dreams. Keep a notebook by your bedside. Write down what comes. And if you write something down and you think, well, that doesn't make any sense, try not to judge it. Just write it down and let your creative guides speak to you in whatever way they can reach you afterwards. And it might be that something inside of you starts to build and you simply have to then do something about it. I think this is a sense of calling. These guides often use a sense of calling to show you what it is that you are also here to share. And you'll hear it in conversations. People will say, I didn't expect to be doing this work, but I've made it my mission to make sure that no other child suffers the way I did. Or you might hear them say something like, look, I'm not qualified for this. I never expected to be doing this, but I couldn't stand by and not play my part. Of course, you might hear it in other ways, but I'm sure you know what I mean. Now, this summer was pretty hard for me. It was pretty hard for a lot of people that are close to me. I spent a lot of time with people in the family that were facing different kind of grief and loss, the deep ache of missing someone, of having had something really precious in their life and then no longer having access to it in the free way that they once did. And when you're grieving, when loss sits as it does in your chest and the world feels emptier, your ancestral guides are the ones that will draw close. Now, these guides, the ancestral guides, from the family line usually a generation or two back, though that's not always the case. It's usually grandparents, great-grandparents. Because they understand the nature of loss and because they've experienced the transition themselves, they know what it is to leave and what it is to remain present in a different form. And they also understand what it is like to be left and what it is like to be left and be present in an entirely different way. So these ancestral guides, they step in, and the idea really, I feel, is that they offer a kind of energetic bridge within the timelines, within the incarnations. Ancestral guides, first of all, because of the familiarity that they have, you'll feel comforted when they're around. There's something, I don't know, recognisable about them. Even if you never met them in physical form, in some ways they carry the energetic signature of your lineage. And in readings, these are the guides that often come through. People say, oh, you have a grandmother with you or a great-grandfather. There's a reason that these guides appear, especially during grief. They're showing you that connection changes, but it never ends. That love endures and continues. That interest remains. That presence remains even when the form of that presence changes. So, if you're in a phase in your life, if you're in a season of your life where you feel the need to speak to your ancestral guides, tell them you need comfort. Tell them you need to feel less alone in whatever this phase is, because immediately they're going to understand and they're specifically there to help you through this or any other experience. You might sense them in quiet moments. You might feel them in your dreams. Often, though, they come in through memories that surface unexpectedly. These memories have a slightly different quality to them. They feel warmer somehow. Sometimes you might find yourself being called to look to the family tree, or maybe you'll ask someone in your family, can you tell me a little bit about this person? What do you know about them? It's as if you want to reach out and touch the bridge that that ancestral guide is providing you with. So what else have people been talking to me about? I think another thing I'm hearing about, a challenge that people are facing, is one of unworthiness. There's a sort of a self-doubt that's crept in. Am I going to be all right? Will I be able to keep up with technology? Will there be enough money? Can I keep myself warm? How do I keep my family safe? What are my children going to do as they grow up? Will they have a very different life to me? 101 different questions that I've heard. A lot of the time, though, I've also heard a voice from these questioners that tells me that they think they're not good enough, that they think in some ways they won't be able to manage, they won't be able to face the challenge that's ahead of them. They feel that they're not capable enough, or maybe they feel they're not deserving of help or love or success or anything that they have desire for. But in some ways it all comes down to a kind of self-doubt where they feel unworthy, or they question their value, or they question whether they will know what to do, or that they will make good and get through whatever they come across next. Now, there are guides available that work specifically with this. But these are guides that bring joy and contentment. These are not guides that will necessarily sort problems, because these guides help you access your happiness and find appreciation of yourself and understand your self-worth, even in the smallest of things. So why would that be relevant? Well, these high vibrational energies of joy and happiness and gratitude, appreciation, they have this kind of quality to them that help us to unlock solutions. These are the miracle vibrations where answers come, solutions present themselves, and it feels more easeful. And so these guides, they bring you into present-centered awareness, and they ask you to allow judgment fall away, all right? No one's deciding whether or not you can or can't do something, right? We're simply going to recognize how awesome you've always been, right? You have always been more than enough. You have always been brave. You've always been amazing. You've always managed to do well, and you've made choices. Choices based on the situation and resources and knowledge that you had at the time. And even though you might reflect on some of those choices or those experiences, situations, whatever they were, and you might judge yourself harshly, the fact that you're here means that you have survived. You are surviving. You have overcome. You are overcoming. And you are and have always been completely remarkable. I've been working with these guides recently, and the contentment I've found has been quite amazing. And these guides will help you to create to greatness of creation, embracing the value of all things, and that will include yourself. This isn't about ego. This is about, you know, them encouraging you to see the joy in every day that you have and to be present in each moment of those days and to find and recognize potentials for happiness with every single breath you take. And they place your value at the very heart of every single moment that exists. Now, most of us are not connected well enough, I don't think, with these guides. We sort of rush past them in our urgency to fix and achieve and prove ourselves. But actually, you know, self-doubt doesn't dissolve through external achievement or validation. It actually dissolves through a kind of internal mastery and the recognition that we do have inherent worth. And these guides bring that. These guides show us and teach us that. I suppose connected to self-doubt is a lack of confidence when facing important decisions. That seems to be coming up a lot too. You know, a choice needs to be made, but you're a bit paralysed by making it because, I don't know, maybe there's uncertainty, maybe you don't have enough information yet, maybe you're afraid of choosing wrongly, especially if you've made a poor choice in the past, or you've seen what happens when others have made a poor choice in similar situations, and so you really don't know what to do. And so the consequence, potentially, of a poor choice can paralyse you from actually stepping forward entirely. When you face important decisions and you need that boost of confidence, I'd call on the teacher guides. Now, I will be honest with you about teacher guides. Ask me how I know. They're not always comfortable to work with. You're not going to get that cozy, soft, loved up feeling that you do get with some of the other guides. Teacher guides are here to bring lessons, and sometimes those lessons are going to feel a bit difficult. But the purpose of the lesson is to help you gain the awareness and the courage and the knowledge that you need in order to then make clear choices and get yourself back on track if you have strayed from your pathway at all. Teacher guides are very practical, they're very wise, they are creative, they can be complicated, and that means that they can find many ways to reach you. They may bring what seem like bad experiences sometimes, but those experiences are actually designed to help you make a good choice, change to the right path, think again about your current situation in different ways. Or maybe just be honest with yourself about something you've been refusing to acknowledge. So if you're facing a decision and feeling uncertain, ask your teacher guides to help you see clearly. Be prepared though, the lesson might not come in the form that you'd expect. So my advice from personal experience is this: when a teacher guide is insistent, when the same lesson keeps appearing, please don't resist it. Save yourself heartache and listen. Change course if necessary. Double down. Do a complete about face if that is what's needed, because these teacher guides won't stop once you've asked them for their help until you have learnt. So it's actually easier to just pay attention early on rather than waiting until the lesson becomes much more difficult. There's another challenge that many of you are facing, particularly those of you who are drawn to healing work or energy work, and it seems to be related to feeling isolated or unsupported, as though you're walking a path that others don't understand and you're doing it alone. It might be because you have ideas that don't fit old narratives, or that the groups that you've been a part of, you don't feel like you belong there anymore. And when that isolation settles in, when you feel that unsupported state or a bit misunderstood, just remember this: you're part of a team. Your guides and you are on the same team. You're not alone. So progress. As you progress, they progress. And as they progress, so do you. It's a beautiful dynamic. You play a vital part. You are not isolated or alone. So, two more guides to go at the end of the show. And they are very, very unique and unusual ones. I mentioned at the start of the show that I'd be talking about them. So stay tuned.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
My name's Amanda Nelson, and this is the Future Self Energetic Show for UK Health Radio. Today I want to speak directly to something I know many of you are experiencing right now. You're facing challenges, real, pressing, sometimes overwhelming challenges, and whilst you're doing your very best to navigate them, there is a part of you that wonders if you have to do it all alone. And people have been talking to me about this, and my answer is an emphatic no. You don't have to do this alone. You are never expected to do anything alone during your incarnation unless you choose to. So for every challenge that you're facing at the moment, there's an energetic support specifically put in place to help you through it. It's designed to help you in practical, accessible ways, and you call upon that help and support whenever you need. You can do it right now. You can do it today. Help comes in the form of energetic guides, and they're actively available to you. They are dedicated to you. They're matched specifically to your needs, and they are ready and waiting to step forward. All you have to do is ask. Before you incarnated, you all agreed that this is what would happen. Next then, I'd like to talk a little bit about some unusual and much less spoken about guides. These are the guides, first of all, there's two lots. These are the guides that exist as pure sound and light frequencies. They're not actually mentioned very often, I'm surprised, but, you know, I've experienced them directly. They are remarkable and I work with them a lot. And that doesn't mean that everyone else should work with them. It's just sometimes I'm surprised that these particular phenomenal pure sound and light frequencies aren't really spoken about very much. These sound and light frequencies, they come close to your energy field. And what they do is they infuse it. They bring an infusion of a vibration that they feel that you need, exactly when you need it. So you might feel, for example, in a situation where you feel a little bit hopeless, you might feel a sudden surge of hope from nowhere, or a wave of courage that comes in and you're not quite sure what changed, or an unexpected happiness or contentment and you don't know why you're feeling that. These are the vibrational guides. They're incredible. Imagine working with these guides. Imagine being able to call an infusion of courage when you need it, an infusion of hope, or an infusion of love. That's what these guides offer. So if you're feeling isolated, ask for an infusion of connection. Ask for an infusion of support. Ask for an infusion of belonging. These guides, they're going to deliver whatever frequency you need directly into your energy field, and you feel it as a shift, a lightning sensation, a sort of a sense that something has changed, even though nothing external has moved or really changed enough to make that happen, that you don't feel emotionally that you could possibly have changed. Nothing has created that change in you, and yet that shift, that lightning, that sense that something has changed is there. And so these lovely little guides, they place these infusions in your energy field, and then that infusion moves in, through and around you, and it goes through all the different energy fields. It's so beautiful, it's so powerful, and yet it's so gentle. Finally, then, there's one more guide that I would like to speak about before we finish today. And this one, I don't know, it might surprise you. When you feel that the person you need is someone that understands you profoundly and that will give you the best form of guidance, that will always speak to you honestly, does not have an agenda apart from wanting you to feel the best for yourself, well, there is a guide available, and that guide is actually you. You exist in many timelines, your past, your present, your future. You exist in many dimensional states of being, all at the same time. And you can connect with yourself across timelines and all sorts of different states of being. You can create change simply by calling to you that version of yourself that has achieved the thing that you are looking to achieve. You call for your own guidance. You call for your own strength, your own wisdom, your own knowing from other aspects of your own being. Think of any time in your life when you felt that what you needed most was a version of yourself that knew what to do to come and give you their expert guidance. You can empower yourself across time and space. You can be your own guide. It isn't often discussed in spiritual circles, maybe one or two, but I have found using myself as a guide for me to be profoundly life-changing. The you that exists, for example, in 5 to 10 years from now is a lot more developed, a lot more experienced, a lot more wise, has the benefit of hindsight. That version of you is available to help you today, right now. The you that exists in that parallel timeline where you have made different choices and gained different knowledge, that you is also available to you too. So you're never truly alone, because you yourself are part of your guidance team, and you can have many thousands of versions of yourself acting as your own guide. So there you are. I've walked you through all sorts of challenges that are being faced at the moment, and I've tried to pair you up with guides that are available for each and every one of those. So when you feel lost, Ask your planner guides to leave some breadcrumb trails, and when you feel afraid, get your guardians and gatekeepers to protect you. If you're overwhelmed, healing guides restore you to that wholeness. And if you're a bit creatively blocked, get your creative guides to reveal new channels to pursue for you. And when grief weighs heavy, your ancestral guides will bring you comfort. And if there's any self-doubt, joyful guides will show you your inherent worth. And when decisions loom, ask your teachers, you have been warned, to bring clarity through their lessons. And if you feel isolated, let vibrational guides especially infuse you with whatever you might need. And then, of course, when you need yourself most, you will be there across timelines, ready to help. These guides have always been with you. They always will be available to you. The question isn't whether they're there. The question is whether you'll ask them to step forward, whether you'll notice their presence and be prepared to be open to working with them, whether you work with them consciously, or whether you still choose to struggle alone. Be more open to their help. Life gets easier when you are, especially when you allow them to connect with you. And ask them to step forward, make the first move, because sometimes you don't know when you need help, but I'm absolutely certain that they do before we do. You're going to benefit by working with these guides, so you don't have to navigate these challenges alone. It was never meant to be that way. So your guides are waiting. All you need to do is call upon them. Thanks for listening.